Welcome back, everybody. Tommy Yomi Tevera for Daf Lamed Amud Aleph 30, and we are on the bottom of Daf Chaf Testament Beis by the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Mechabes Aner. So someone who extinguishes the candle on Shabbos, Mnei Chum Misyarei Mipnei Nachrim, because they are afraid of the Nachrim, the non-Jews. Sometimes Rashi explains there was a holiday that the non-Jews had where there were no candles that were allowed to be lit except for in their places of worship. So if they were afraid of the Nachrim, Ubit Mnei Listimor, if they were afraid that they were going to be seen by thieves, Mipnei Ruach Roar, because of Rashi explains this means if someone's feeling depressed and then they feel that they'd be feeling better if it was darker, so they put out the lights for that purpose. B'mnei ha'chol ha'she'ishan, or they put out the flame because of a sick person who might fall asleep. Pater, in all those cases, you are pater. We're going to have to see what pater means in this situation. We know whenever it comes to Shabbos, there's mutter, there's pater, which is pater aval aser, still iser derabbanan, and then there is chayiv, which is chayiv midoraisa. So we're going to analyze all of this. This seems to all be a machlokes about melacha she'ina tricha legufa, which we are going to discuss in just a little bit. Now says the Mishnah, Kechas al aner, if someone extinguishes the fire, Kechas al hashemen, Kechas al hapsila chayiv. If someone does it just to spare the lamp, or to spare themselves the extra oil, or to save from wasting a wick, so you're just doing it for the purpose of the candle itself, just to save yourself an expense. So in that situation, if you extinguish the candle on Shabbos, chayiv, you are going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yossi potter mikulan. Rabbi Yossi says you're going to be potter in all these cases, chutz min hapsila, except for the case of the wick. Why? Because through extinguishing this flame, when it comes to the wick, you are turning this wick into some sort of charcoal, because you're basically singeing it, so that way it becomes flammable in a better way. So you're doing it for that purpose, so that's when you're going to be chayiv, according to Rabbi Yossi, but everything else, you would be pater in that case. Now, says the Gemara, again, this is all a shayla about malach hashen etzricha legufa. What we need to understand is what malach hashen etzricha legufa is. We've discussed it a little bit before, and we're going to have it more coming up, but it's a big machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos as to how exactly we are supposed to define this malach hashen etzricha legufa, which literally means a malacha, which is not needed for its defined purpose. So Rashi says it's talking about if you're doing it for a preventative measure. For example, let's say you take a dead body out of a house, not because you want to take it out necessarily, but because you don't want it to smell bad in the house. So you're taking it out not for its own purpose. So in that situation, that's malacha shein tzricha legufa. Tosfos says that if you do it for a different reason than it was done in the Mishkan. So there are a lot of different nafkaminas between Rashi and Tosfos, but it's very important to understand. Now there's a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, whether you'd be chayiv in such a situation. Rabbi Shimon says pater, Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv. Most Rishonim and Poskim hold like Rabbi Shimon, but the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's certainly what to keep in mind. So in light of this dispute of Malach Hashem Etzricha Legufa, the Gemara now analyzes who wrote our Mishnah. So Midiktani Seifa Chayef. So from the fact that the Seifa is referring to the second part of the first part of the Mishnah, which was Kechas Al Hashemen, that if someone extinguished the flame to spare themselves the expense of the oil or whatever it was, so Midiktani Seifa Chayef, from the fact that we said Chayef over there, Shema Mina Rabbi Yehuda Hi, we see from there that our Mishnah must be holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Reisha B'mayah Sikna. So once we've established that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, so who's the Mishnah going like? The Mishnah who said Pater, who is this going like? Ibechol Hashiyesh Bo Sakana. If we are referring to someone who is deathly ill, Mutter Mibayoi. It shouldn't say Pater, which implies it's only Mutter Midirabanan, but really still usher on a derabbanan level, should have said mutter. V'ibachol she'im bo sakana. And if we're talking about someone whose life is not in danger, chayiv chatas mi b'alei. We should have said that they're chayiv chatas, that it's a iser deoraisa we're talking about. So just saying this thing of pater doesn't really seem to leave us in a good spot. So answers the Gemara, li'olam b'chol she'ish bo sakana. Really, we are talking about a chola who is a chol she'ish bo sakana, someone whose life is on line. But then who the listening mutter, and really it should have said mutter. V'aydi debayu l'misnei seifa chayiv tananami reisha pater. But the Mishnah wanted to kind of stay consistent in its language from the fact that we say in the second part chayiv, which is chayiv midoraisa, so it didn't want to contrast all the way mutter to chayiv midoraisa. It just said pater because compared to the chayiv, it's really pater, but really it should have meant to say mutter, so it's going to be fully mutter. If someone's life is on the line, then it's fully mutter to go and extinguish the flames in any of those cases. But ask the Gemara, v'hadetani Rabbi Shaya, im b'shvil ha'chol she'ishon li'chavivim kiwa pater av alasar. But we have an explicit brisa which mentions one of the cases which we just said is mutter fully, but the brisa clearly explicitly says pater av alasar, that it's the lasar midirabanan. So what's the answer? So answer the Gemara, ahi b'chol she'im bo sakan of Rabbi Shimon hi. Now that brisa is talking about a chol she'im bo sakan of someone whose life is not on the line, and it's Rabbi Shimon who would hold that it would be only pater aval aser, and that's why it's going to be okay. So really, it's not the sheet of Rabbi Shimon of Rabbi Yehuda over there. It's Rabbi Shimon who says malach shein tzricha legufa is going to be pater aval aser. So now we get into a similar discussion, which then leads us into many interesting stories. So it says in Gemara, Shol she'ela zula ela mei Rabbi Tanchum demin nave. So the following question was put in front of Rabbi Tanchum. Ma'u lechavos butina denura mekame beisha b'shavata. So what are you allowed to go and extinguish a candle for the benefit of a very seriously ill, sick person on Shabbos, are you allowed to go and do this? So now, as an introduction to this answer, the Gemara goes and gives many interesting stories. So Pasach V'yamar Reb Tamchum started his answer with some Agadat. Rashi explains that we start with some Agadat and we make sure people listen, so they give story time first. So he goes and starts asking rhetorical questions, addressing himself to Shlomo HaMelech. So let's see what he says. So on Shlomo, so you Shlomo, on Chachmasach, so where is your wisdom? An Suchosanusach, where is your understanding? Lo Dayach Shedvarech Shosrim Divrei David Avich. Is it not enough that your teachings contradict the teachings of your father David? But you are even contradicting yourself. What's this referring to? David Avichamar, David, your father said, Lo Amesim Yahaluka. He said that we say in Hallel that the dead people are not allowed to praise Hashem. They're not able to praise Hashem, which implies that living people are better than those who have already died. And yet you say, V'shabeachani es Amesim Shekvar Mesu, and yet you say in your Pasuk, in Koheles, v'shabeach ani es ha'mesim shekvar mesu, then I praise the dead who have already died, which implies that the dead are better than those who are living. V'chazarta v'amarta, and now you still contradict yourself, because you later say, ki lekelev chai, hu tov min ha'aryeh ha'mes. Pasuk says, for a live dog is better than a dead lion, which implies that living people are better. So which one is it? You said that dead people are better, which goes against your father, David, and even goes against yourself, because you said that living people are better. Interesting, Rashi over here says, lekelev chai, says, kol margo machayim bikuach nefesh. He says that life is better in pikuach nefesh. This might be the connection. This is why maybe he started with this story, because it's connected to our story of whether you're allowed to put out the life for someone who's in grave danger if it's going to help them. So answers the Gemara, how do we answer this stira between Shlomo HaMelech and himself and Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech? So he says, lo kasha. It's not a problem. Why? Because that which David said, that the living are better than the dead. This is what he meant to say. That really every person should learn and involve themselves in mitzvot to the best of their abilities before they die. Because once they die, they're no longer able to do Torah and mitzvot. And Hashem does not get any honor from him, because the honor is from the struggle that we have while we're on this world to go ahead and make sure that we're learning and doing mitzvot. This is Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan says, this is what which is written in Tehillim. And David HaMelech writes, I am counted among the dead who are free. What does this mean? In what sense is a dead person free? Once a person dies, they are free, so to speak, from Torah and mitzvot, because they can no longer go ahead and do this. Now Rabbi Tamchum goes on to explain why Shlomo HaMelech's statement does not contradict anything. He says, when Shlomo HaMelech said that the dead people have it right, he was talking about a specific case when talking about a tzaddik who lived his life in the best way possible, chasing Torah and mitzvot, and now he becomes even more influential in his death, as we are going to see. Because when the Jewish people sinned with the Chayta Egal, Hashem stood before Moshe and he said, and he said all these different tfilos to Hashem, begging Hashem not to destroy the Jewish people, and he didn't answer. But once Moshe says, once he brought up the Zuchos Avos and the Avos, immediately he was answered. Don't we see that it's better the dead than the living? Another place where we see this. The way of the world is that a ruler who's a human person makes a decree, some people fulfill it, some people don't. And even those who do fulfill it, while this person's living, while this leader's living, they fulfill it, but when he's dead, then they don't fulfill it anymore. But Moshe Rabbeinu made many decrees. And he made many takanos. But Moshe Rabbeinu came along and made many mitzvahs, big machlokas as to what exactly these are referring to, but he made all these things and we still keep them to this day. So is it not better to be dead than living? Davarach, or another place where we see this, Rebechani, what's this referring to? Kidder Rav Yehuda Marav, like that which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Dam Rav Yehuda Marav, Maidiksev, Aseimi, Oslatova, Virusonai, Vievoshu. What's this then, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, display for me a good sign so that my enemies may see it and be ashamed? What's this referring to? Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says, in front of Hashem. And he says, Ribono Shel Olam, Mechol Li'al Oso Avon, please Hashem, forgive me for that sin, the one with Batsheva. Amar Lo Macholach. And Hashem said back, you are forgiven. Amar Lo. So David said to him, Aseimi Os B'chayai, can you show me a sign in my lifetime that will prove me innocent? Because a lot of people were hating on David HaMelech. Amar Lo. And Hashem said to him, B'chayecha Ani Modia. I'm going to do it not during your life, but B'chayei Shlomo Bincha Ani Modia. But I'm going to do it during Shlomo's life, it's going to become clear that you are forgiven. So what happened? Kishabana Shlomo es Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo made the Beis HaMikdash, Bikei Shlachnis Aron leveis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they wanted to bring the Aron Kodesh into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Davku Sha'arim Zeh Bazeh. And the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim were stuck and they were not able to get into that room. Amar Shlomo Esner Varba Renano. So Shlomo went and sang 24 songs, Alonan, and he was not answered. Pasach Liamar. So then he began and he said the following. He said, Sushar Mashiach Aminasu Piskle Olam, Biyavo Melech HaKavod. He said, raise up your heads, O gates, and be uplifted, these entrances, so that the King of Glory may enter. So Ratu Basre Lemivlai. So upon hearing this, the gates were going to swallow him and kill him. Amru Mize Melech HaKavod. And they said, who is this King that you're referring to? Are you referring to yourself? Amar Lahu, and Shlomo said back, no, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor. No, I'm not referring to myself. I'm referring to Hashem, who's mighty and strong. Chazar V'Yamar. So Shlomo then went back and said, Sushar Mashiachem Usu Piskleom V'Yavo Melech HaKavod. And me who's a Melech HaKavod, who's this person? Hashem Tzvokos, who Melech HaKavod Tzelevet. It's really Hashem V'lo Nana. But even after that, the gates remained closed. Kevin Shamar Hashem Elokim, Altashe Penemi Shichacha Zachar Elchaste David Avdecha. Once Shlomo Melech mentioned David, Mia Nana, immediately his tefillos were answered and the gates opened. Some want to explain that the reason why this was the ultimate forgiveness, because people were saying the reason why David couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash was because of the sin with Bathsheba. So to show that he was forgiven in the context of the Beis HaMikdash was an even greater kapara, and even greater than mechila, than he could have had in his life. But also Shah Nefhu Pnei Kolsone David Kishule Kedera. Immediately, all the haters of David, they were so embarrassed, they realized that they were totally wrong. V'yadu kolam v'chol Yisrael Shemachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alo Sohavon. And everyone realized that David was forgiven for his sin. V'lo Yafa Amar Shlomo Mishabeach Anias HaMesim Shekvar Mesim. Is it not better what Shlomo HaMelech said, that people have it better when they're dead than when they're alive? So we see that this is another clear place where Shlomo HaMelech's pasuk is true. And the Gemara has now an allusion to the story we just mentioned. V'hainu d'ksiv, and this is what which is written in Malachim Aleph. By Yom Hashmini Shilach Hasam Vayivarchu El Sam Melech Veyuchal Aleihem Smicham V'Tovei Lev Al Kol Atov Asher Asa Hashem U'David Avdo U'Yisrael Amo. So this pasuk is talking about after the Chanukah Beis Hamikdash, after they inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash. So now the Gemara expands on this pasuk. Veyuchal Aleihem. So what does it mean? They went back to their tent. Shematzu Nishosayim Betara, that everyone's wife was tar to them. They were able to be with their wives. Smicham, and everyone was happy. Shenenu Miziv Ashkina, means that they were able to get benefit from the Shlina. V'tovi Lev, what does this mean? Nishenis Abru Nishosayim Shal Kolach Aviachav Yalda Zachar, that each person were able to have a kid that day, and everyone had baby boys. Akol Atov Asher Asa Hashem L'David Avdo, on the good that which Hashem did for David. Shemachal Olso Avon, that he forgave David for his sin with Bathsheba. Yisrael Amo Da'achiluhu Avon D'Yom HaKippurim, and he forgave the Jewish people also, because when they were celebrating the whole Beis HaMikdash, they celebrated for many days, and they even ate through Yom Kippur, and Hashem has fully forgiven them for that. So when we started this story, we had three psukim. We had David HaMelech saying that it's better to be living than dead, and we explained what that means, that you still have the opportunity to do mitzvos, and you still have the opportunity to learn Torah. And then we had Shlomo's pasuk that said that it's better to be dead than alive, and we explained what that means, that if you're a tzaddik and you've lived a good life, then you get all the rewards even afterwards. But now this third pasuk, which said, Ki lekelev chai hu tov min ha'ari ha'meis, that it's better to be a live dog than a dead lion, we're going to explain that pasuk now. To Kamar Shlomo, and Shlomo said, Ki lekelev chai hu tov min ha'ari ha'meis, Kid Rav Yudam Arav. This was going like that, which Rav Yudah said the name of Rav. Dam Rav Yudam Arav, my diksiv, Hodieni Hashem Kiti Umidas Yamai Maihi Eidea Mechadel Ani. So the pasuk in Tehillim says that David asked Hashem to teach him or to tell him what his future holds. How long am I going to live for? When am I going to die? Amar David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Sholem Hodieni Hashem Kiti. Let me know when my end is going to come. Amar Lo, and Hashem said back, Zirahim Lofana Shein Modin Kitzo Shalvas Avedam. I'm sorry, I have a decree here that I'm not able to tell people when they are going to die. Midas Yamai Mahi. So David persists and he says, well, fine, so don't tell me exactly when I'm going to die, but tell me how long I'm going to live. So he says, again, Gzeirahim Ilfanai Shein Modin Midas Yamav Shal Adam. I'm sorry, Hashem says, you are not able to know how long you're going to live for. Veda Mechadel Ani. So David again persists. He says, okay, tell me at least which day of the week I'm going to die. Amar Lo B'Shabbos Tomas. And he says, you're going to die on Shabbos. So David was not so happy about this, because you're not allowed to bury someone on Shabbos. He didn't want to have to deal with this on Shabbos. So he said, Amos B'Echad B'Shabbos. So let me just die on a Sunday. Why does it have to be on Shabbos? So Amar Lo Hashem said back to him, K'var Giyam Machu Shlomo Bincha. Because once you die, Shlomo is going to be taking over. And I've already established the exact time that Shlomo is going to take over the king. V'ein Machus Nogat B'Chaverta Afil Kimlo Nima. And we can't have even one tiny amount of time that is going to overlap. It needs to happen the way it's going to do. So then David says, Amos B'Erev Shabbos, let me die on Friday. It's going to be more peaceful. It'll be better. Amar Lo Hashem said back, Ki tov yom b'chatzeirecha me'alef. Tov li yom echa chata yoshev osek batorah. He quotes a pasuk and he says, this pasuk in Tehillim, where Hashem says to David HaMelech, I'd rather have one single day of you sitting and learning Torah. Me'alef olo shasid Shlomo bin chalakriv lefanei agave mizbeach. It's more precious to me than the day when Shlomo is going to offer 1,000 karbanos to me. I'd rather have one day of learning. Important. Every single second, we have a tremendous opportunity to serve Hashem. Now, top of Lamed Beis. Kol Yoma Deshav Tav Yosef Vigaris Kol Yoma. So every single Shabbos, David would learn Torah every single second, so that way he'd be protected from the Malach HaMavis, from dying. Ahu Yoma Debay Lameinach Nafshe. So when the day came that he was supposed to die, Kam Malach HaMavis Kameis, the Malach HaMavis came and stood before David, Lo Yachaleh, but he wasn't able to do anything because David was learning. Do Hava Pasak Pumim Migirse. He didn't stop learning for one second. Amar. So the Malach HaMavis was frustrated. He said, My Avid Leib, What can I do to him? So So it happened that David had this orchard behind his house. And the Malach HaMavis came and went to the trees and started shaking the branches. So he was startled by this noise and he was surprised. So David went to go see. So what does it mean that this distracted David? Some explain that he thought someone was violating Malach and he had to go rebuke them. But David went to go see Havasalik Bedarga, and he went up the ladder. Ifchis Darga Mituse, and then the ladder broke. Ishtik V'noch Nafshe. Well, during his fall, he was not learning for that second, and that's when he died. But we see that he was learning on his way up the ladder. So now Shlomo Bemidrasha. So Shlomo saw what happened, that his father died, and he sent the following question to the base medrash. Abba Meisu Muta Bachama. My father's dead, and his body is resting in the sun. Kavim Shal Beis Abba Re'evim. And the dogs of my father's house are hungry, because David used to have a whole system to feed them. So Maya says, so what should I do? So Shalchulei, so they sent him back. Rapai Chatoch Nevela V'Hanach Lefneak Chulavim V'Avich Hanach Alav Kikar Otinok V'Taltala. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to know some mukta questions. How are we supposed to feed the animals, and how? What am I supposed to do with my father's body? So for the mukta, in terms of the animal, for feeding the animal, you're allowed to cut up a carcass and put it in front of the dogs. It's not going to be considered mukta because it's useful for feeding the dogs on Shabbos. But for your father, you're not allowed to move a dead body on Shabbos. Mukta machmas gufo. This is something which is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. But if you put something which is mutter to be moved on Shabbos on top of it, then you're allowed to move both things together. So they said, put some bread on this dead body, and then you're able to go ahead and move it. This is an interesting halacha in general. We know that there's something, basas davar asur ugo davar amutzer. If you have like a tray, let's say when someone's bringing their candles out to the sukkah, so the candles are going to be mukta, but if you put something which is mutter on Shabbos, then if it's a basas for both of them, for a davar asur and a davar amutzer, then you're allowed to move it on Shabbos in that situation. It's not going to be a mukta issue. The only thing is that this needs to be done before Shabbos. You can't just put it on Shabbos and say, oh, it's for both of them and it's not going to be a problem. That's true, except when it comes to this dead body thing. So the Rabbanan made exer that if there's a dead body, you are now allowed to put something mutter on it, so that way you'd be allowed to move both entities at once. Now says the Gemara, is it not better to be a live dog than a dead lion? So we see that he was right in this pasuk too, where he seems to be alluding to the fact that a live dog, these live dogs that belonged to the king, to King David, they're being treated better than this dead lion, which is referring to David HaMelech himself. Now, all of this was an introduction to the question that we asked before. And in regards to this question, whether you're allowed to light this candle in front of the person who's very sick, that a person is called a candle and a candle is called a candle. And it's better that a person should continue living and extinguish this other flame. So that's the idea. That's the psak. It's really the same idea as the Chai Bahem Rashi explains, that we make sure to violate Yisurim to make sure you could stay alive. But we're just learning that from this drasha based on the Sagarata. This is Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.